which we are going to use today. If I may check, do we have any apologies?
No apologies, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. All members will remember that towards the end of last year, we undertook a study tour to South Korea, where we interacted with our counterparts. The aim was to benchmark and see what we're doing, whether it's in line with the international standards, and see where we can improve. And as you know, that happened. And there's no doubt you'll see based on the report that there was a lot which came out of that. I think what is happening is that there are a lot of the things that we ourselves are doing, which are very much in line with what they are doing. And as you know, that they also wanted to continue interacting with our with ourselves and our parliament and PPO, so that we together can improve in our responsibilities. So I think in all respects, although it was freezing cold, our study call was a resounding success. Thank you very much, honorable members, for the way you also engaged with our counterparts in South Korea. Darren, all members, you know this report has been circulated, and all members have made their inputs, and we tried, in fact, we have included everything that came back. So we're having a report now. Just for completion, we'll be going through that report page by page, so that as a last minute bit, if there's something that you think that must be corrected in a particular page, you'll shout. As you know that in that study talk, we're also accompanied by the director of PPO, Dr. Dumsan Janchis. Thank you very much. I hope he's on the platform also. Darren, let's go straight to agenda item number 3. And we'll move, as I said, page by page. Take your time. Which we can see it now, Darren. Okay, shouldn't be too fast. Then we'll go page by page as I indicated. So let's go page 1. Okay, page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. page 6. Continue. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Eleven. Page 12. Fourteen. Fifteen. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20. 21.
All members, I present a report to you of the study tour to South Korea, which we undertook in December 2022. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the Yebo?
Chairperson,
my Wong's chair.
Up.
Chairperson. Chairperson.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I'm happy with the report and I'd like to compliment the team for a job well done. It's nice and comprehensive. But can I just make one request? I think when it comes to the background on the South Korean economy, is right. There no way that even if the parliamentary budget office can help us to beef up that section so that when someone reads the report in 5 years' time, as a good understanding of what state of development the South Korean economy was at the time of the visit and how we're able to learn, it will actually tie in the recommendations to reflect their state of development. Pardon me for the background noise.
Okay, so what do we do? Do we move for the adoption now with that?
Yeah, we do, because it's a cosmetic change anyway. It doesn't influence the recommendations and the observations. Yeah.
Musa, Dr. Janchis, can you attend to that? More meat in the state of the economy of South Korea.
Definitely, Chairperson will do that, and thanks, Honorable Nkwangwa. And I think this will be easy because, as Honorable Nkwanka mentioned, most of those points are in the observations. So we'll just take that and develop into a paragraph there in the background. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, but that's fine. But get the many other things that you can also include apart from what is there in the observation. Okay.
Definitely, Chair. Yes.
Dr. Jantjies, are you there? Are we having PBO?
Chairperson, Dr. Jantjies is not in the meeting. He did send an email indicating that he's unable to attend. So he's not in the meeting, but we will, however, ask him to assess whether the state of the ROK as it was when we were in the country. And then what I will do from my side, just to for transparency, what we'll do, we will send the report back to the chairperson to have a look if that is fine with the committee. And if he's happy, then we'll send it for ATC.
That's fine. I think thank you very much, colleagues. Thank you very much, Honorable Nkwanka. We'll do that. But apart from that, we'll share the last document that would have been sent to Parliament with the honourable members. Thank you. Honourable Zembo.
Yes, thanks, Chairperson. Also in the same vein, Chair, in supporting that we adopt the report. However, also for the legacy purposes, if we can be consistent in terms of we are dealing with the Republic of South Korea, there are many instances where the South is not reflecting. It's a Republic of Korea. If there could be consistent staring. Otherwise, in terms of content, I'm happy also.
Okay. Let's thank you, Honorable Lenzana, for that. I think basically of consistency. They themselves call themselves Republic of Korea or South Korea. Not Republic of South Korea. They call themselves Republic of Korea. That's how they call themselves. So I'm saying we either use Republic of Korea or we say South Korea. Am I right, Darren?
You are correct, Chairperson. That's how they refer to themselves, as the Republic of Korea.
Okay.
So none of their documents they say anything about South Korea. It's just the Republic of Korea.
So I think then, but what we take is that let's not use South Korea, then let's use Republic of Korea throughout. If they're just that consistent, yeah?
Oh, not the Chairperson.
Okay, thank you. So I take it that I've got a mover for the adoption with the amendments from Honorable Nkwanka and the seconder from Honorable Mlenzana with the amendments. Am I correct?
Yes, Chairperson, you are correct.
Thank you very much. So the report on the study tour to the Republic of Korea is duly adopted. Thank you very much. Then all members, can we go to agenda item number 4? That is the consideration and adoption of committee's annual report for 2022. All members, I think one anomaly here is that the annual report, committee's annual report, they go according to the calendar year, and then whereas we work on the basis of the fiscal year. I've seen that anomaly, and I think the leadership in Parliament should try and change that. If we work on the fiscal year, I think everything should be based on the fiscal year. Honorable Lenzan, do you want to say something? Okay, I thought I saw his hand. No. So I'm just saying that be aware of that the annual report is according to the calendar year, and then the other one is a fiscal year. That is, we work on the fiscal year as far as parliament and as government is concerned. So, which ends at on the 31st of March. This one ends at the 31st of December 2022. Honorable members, Makakule, am I correct?
Yes, you are correct, Chairperson. Yes, you are correct, Chairperson.
Yes, thank you.
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Lenzana.
Yeah, just to make a point, Chair, perhaps, of course, they may pursue it. In the fourth term, this was raised in the fourth parliament by the time I was in the NCOP. But then the reasoning behind was that at the time, I think Darren and the team would remember, at the time, we would, as we get into each year, start with those training sessions and strategic sessions, which would then inform the work of each committee going through the year up to December. Hence then, we would be stuck into this calendar year kind of an arrangement. But of course, Darren can always follow it. But I suspect that the same question, I mean, the same reasoning behind the question would be given.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Lenzana. I take the point. but for me, it's still doesn't sell. I think there's more sense if we expect departments and all of us to work on a particular period, and then from our side the period is disjointed. It does create a problem. But I hear you. I hear you. I do want to raise it in the chair of chairs. Meeting, so that I can hear whether they still hold the view that you are raising, Honorable Mlenzane. But thank you very much, Darren. We'll go page by page when we look at the committee's annual report for 2022. So on page number one, let's go. Let's go, Darren. Let's go to two. Okay, it's this three. Let's go to four. Go to five. Let's go to six. Yeah. Seven. Eight. Ten. Ten. Eleven. Twelve. 15. Steady.
It jumps from page to page because of the tables, Chairperson.
Okay, let's go to, okay. We're now on 13. 14. Darren, you must again just revisit the for instance, you'll have public hearings topic on another page, and then you have got all those things on. You see, for instance, if you look here, this should go to the next page if you get it. Yeah, exactly. So must just look at some of those things. Okay, that's 17, 18. Yes, on 18, 19. See, considering yes. Yes, 21.
Chairperson.
Yeah, we're on 22 now. Remember the initial is NS, not SN. Right. Honorable members, this captures the work of this committee. In 2022, it's straightforward. The many money bills that go through us, and the processes that we get involved in, those things are captured in this report. Our study tour, oversight, work that we did. All contained in this report. Can I have the mover for the adoption of the annual report of the Standing Committee on Appropriations for year 2022? Mover?
Chairperson,
I move.
Chairperson, sorry, Chair, yes. Mr. Faiso's hand is up.
Honorable Faiso.
No, I think you are right, Chair, that my hand was for about the report.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I have Matafa moving so for the adoption. So do I have Paiso seconding?
Sheikh Imam.
Yes. Yes, Sheikh.
I've got Sheikh Imam. I have Sheikh Imam seconding the report.
Yes. Can I just finish?
Oh. Okay. Yes.
Yes. I was about to finish, Chair. Yes, I was seconding. But I just wanted to. I'm sorry to raise this at this stage. Honorable Dupuo, she's not well, so she won't be able to be in this meeting for now. Thank you very much. If it can be captured at the, after the meeting, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Darren. You know that's an apology.
Yes, Chairperson.
So I've got Honorable Matafa moving and Honorable Sheikh Imam seconding the adoption of the report. So yes, Honorable Nkwankwa.
May I make a request? Since that has been recorded, Honorable Dupuo Peters, the fact that she's not feeling well recorded in the meeting, may I ask that you extend our well wishes on behalf of the committee?
Thank you very much. We'll do that, Honorable Kwankwa. Thank you. So, our members, the annual report for 2022 is duly adopted. Perhaps dealing with both reports, just to thank the honorable members for, as I said initially, for their participation in the study tour and their engagement, there. Indeed, it was not just a one-way traffic. There's a lot that they got from us and the experience of the honorable members and how we can do things better and how they can do things better. Again, when it comes to the annual report, as you can see, the number of legislations that we had to deal with, it just shows that there is no time to relax. I must commend the honourable members that not on a single instance we missed the dates which are prescribed by the Money Bills Act. And I think we should keep up the work ethic, because we expect the people with oversight to do that. I think it's good that we are leading by example. And in the same vein, I think our support staff who have helped us to put, who always help us in these meetings, to put these comprehensive reports that we have just adopted. Your work highly appreciated. And as we are saying, in the study tour, all those people that helped us to make our study tour a success, we were really appreciative of that. Support staff, thank you very much for the sterling work that you continue doing. We really appreciate that. Honourable members, can we go to agenda item number 5? Honourable Mkwanga, do you want to say something? I see your hand. Is it a legacy?
It's an old hand, sir.
Oh, okay. Honourable Mkwanga can't have an old hand.
Sorry.
Okay, if you see mine, then you'll say it's an old hand. Can we go to agenda item number 5, which is the consideration and adoption of committee's draft program report for term 1 of 2023? And we have already started. Can we go through that, Darren? As you can see, that the first part of the program is about the parliamentary work, which you must fit into.
Okay, Chair. Yes. May I proceed?
Yes,
please. Yes, Chair. We're on the 17th now. Next week, Chairperson. Next week, Friday, Wednesday, 22 February, we will have the budget lockup, followed by the tabling of the national budget by the Minister of Finance. On Thursday, Chairperson, 23 February, we will have a joint meeting of the four committees with the Minister of Finance on the national budget. That meeting will start at 10:30 and not at 12:30 as initially indicated. That is as per the Minister's request. And then Tuesday the 28th, Chairperson, we will also have a joint meeting of the four committees with PBO and the FFC on the 2023 budget. That one will focus more on the macroeconomic issues and fiscal framework. Wednesday 1 March, National Treasury will brief us on the revision of revenue bill. Tuesday 7 March, FFC will comment on the revision of revenue bill. Wednesday 8 March, PBO will comment on the revision of revenue bill. And then Friday 10 March, Chairperson, we will ask SALGA and COCTA to also comment on the revision of revenue bill. Tuesday the 14th of March, we will be having our public hearings, and we will adopt our report on the division of revenue bill on Friday the 17th, Chairperson. Tuesday the 21st is Human Rights Day, and then the NA will debate the division of revenue bill on the 23rd of March. And the following week, Chairperson, there is a proposed oversight visit to PRASA and Gauteng. That is as per the Management Committee's resolution. And then constituency period will be from the 3rd of April to the 17th. Thank you, Chair.
honorable members, safe to say, the oversight is proposed at that we should do it at PRASA and Transnet, right? And the motivation from Menco is that these are very important for economic development. ERP, as you know, that towards the end of last year, we dealt with the special appropriations, where we were appropriating some money to Transnet, Prasa, about the critical role that it plays as far as transporting the commuters, especially the poorest of the poor, and the fact that we have been dealing with a lot of underspending in this regard. Management committee then proposed that we definitely need to do an oversight there, and that would be in Gauteng. Honorable members, can we proceed on the basis of this program in this term?
Yes, Chair.
So, okay. Agreed, honorable members?
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed, Chair President.
Agreed, Chair.
Thank you very much. So that's how the first term of 2023 is going to look like, honorable members. As you can see, once we start, as we have started, it becomes a very, very busy time for this committee. Thank you very much. So that's the program of term one of 2023. Remember, let's go to agenda item number six. The minutes of the 22nd of November 2022 was sent to us, we have read them as we always do. Can I have the mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 22nd of November 22?
Kaiso moves, Chair.
Kaiso moves, seconder.
Matafa seconds, Chair.
Thank you very much. The minutes of the 22nd of November 22 are duly adopted. Can we go to the minutes of the 25th of November 2022? Again, those minutes were sent to us. They've been with us. Can I have the mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 25th of November 2022?
Chair, it's Honorable Sarupen. I'll move for the adoption.
Honorable Sarupen moves for the adoption of the minutes of the 25th of November 2022. Seconder. Seconder.
Kaiso seconds.
Kaiso second. The minutes of the 25th of November 2022 are duly adopted. Can we go to the minutes of the 29th of November 2022?
Matafa moves.
Matafa moves for the adoption of the minutes of the 29th of November 2022. Seconder?
Mare.
Honorable Mare, second. The minutes of the 29th of November 2022 are duly adopted. That takes care of agenda item number six. Before I close, can I check with Darren? Are there any announcements?
No announcements from my side, Chairperson. It's just you asked me to remind you about the incident of Mashile, and also you asked me to remind you about the correspondences from Mr. Froelich regarding the pit latrines and the IPPNG letters.
Okay. Yeah. Let me start about the honourable members. You remember that we have been dealing with the question of IPPNG with the Department of Transport and with some municipalities, and our concern has been that non-usage of that grant. We have since written to the Chair of Chairs, Honorable Froelich, and raised that thing, and we requested that the Portfolio Committee on Transport must continue with that item to oversee that it is concluded. So, and we've since received a letter from Honorable Froelich acknowledging the receipt of that letter. In fact, I must say that the chair of the Portfolio Committee on Transport has also spoken to me about it, which means that it has reached him. And then again, the question of pit latrines, Department of Basic Education, we have since written to the Chair of Chair to say, can he please take that matter up with the relevant portfolio committee, which is basic education, that if they could follow up on that matter and make sure that it's attended to and there's a continuous oversight. We do that, honorable members, because as you know, that we literally deal with all departments. In some of these departments, it becomes impossible for us to follow up with the work that we have, and again, the limited time that we have. So since, if you remember, said let's also involve the portfolio committees, that those are the things which are red lights as far as COA is concerned. So I just thought, let me report on that, honorable members. We've done that, and it's with the with honorable Frolic. Honorable members, number two, Mr. Mashile, one of our secretaries, towards the end, was it last, no, this year, he was hijacked and in the process got injured. So he's not with us. The problem again is that they took his mobile and so on. It becomes difficult to continuously interact with him. But I have spoken to him, and he is getting better. So I just thought I need to inform the committee. Okay, so that's those are the two things that I wanted to report on. And again, I think in the same vein, I'll communicate to him on behalf of the committee the well wishes and the speedy recovery wishes from the committee. Okay, yes.
Yes, Chairperson. on a lighter note, I think you forgot to remind members that you said what happened in South Korea remains in South Korea.
I didn't hear you. No,
you
but
said, happened in South Korea remains in South Korea.
I hear you. No, it doesn't remain in South Korea because we're already submitting the report on what was happening in South Korea. No, I hear you.
sorry, Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Sheikh Imam. Honorable Sheikh Imam. You are muted, can't hear you. Honorable Sheikh Imam.
I did raise my hand, but I think you didn't see it. I was, first of all, wanted to apologize because I was also concentrating on the crime stats that was being released by the police minister. So I couldn't give full attention to this meeting. But thank you for I think, the best wishes that we want to wish. But I have a serious concern, Chairperson. Last year, during the medium term budget, 2 billion rand has been set aside for the building of parliament. And it seems like, Chair, there is some disagreement that is taking place between Public Works and Parliament, which is hampering progress in the building of Parliament. And I'd like us as a committee to intervene, because when it has been appropriated, set aside, that this project starts without any further delay, and as to who is going to be responsible. Because we can't have these two fighting about who wants to do the job while Parliament is still standing and we're going nowhere. So I just thought I wanted to actually raise that and see what we could actually do as far as that is concerned. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. I guess that Honorable Sheikh, that may lead to some form of underspending on the allocated budget. Am I correct?
Yes, indeed. But very importantly, there is something that's going on. Whoever it is must start building Parliament. Can't be spending months, your Chairperson, arguing over who. And to be honest with you, neither of these departments, not even Parliament, is not fit to build. Neither is Public Works in terms of their performance. But we are now going to be held accountable, and I think it's time that something is done about it.
Okay. Should I elevate that to Honorable Frolic? That is something which came from Parliament.
Yes, Chairperson. Thank you. I'll appreciate it.
From SCOA. Agreed, Honorable Members?
Chair.
Yes, Honorable.
No. I like you. I was saying I agree with your entry point and your strategy. Talk about underspending on the part of Parliament.
Yeah.
And the good thing about it is that it's going to be us now holding our own institution to account, saying we need to lead by example insofar as this is concerned, because an allocation has been made and we have to make sure that it's spent appropriately and accordingly.
Thank you, Honorable Kwankwan.
Chair, support that. Support that, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll do that, and that's how we'll craft it again. The question to it won't look good when Parliament start underspending for whatever reason.
Now I wanted to say, in addition to that, I agree with you 110% and the strategy that you are going to undertake on behalf of the committee. But I think this also places the responsibility on people like myself and Sheikh Imam, Honorable Imam, I beg your pardon, who sit in the WIPS forum. So that once the committee has acted on it, as actually even if we've communicated with the chair of chairs, then we who sit in other forums are able to raise these issues and run with them so that we make sure that we support the work of the committee in those forums as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Honorable Kwankwan. We'll really appreciate that.
Sorry, Chairperson. So, can I come in? Sorry, Chairman. I don't know whether you're deliberately omitting this. As far as we know, that you promised another study tour. I see you're not talking about that.
Technically, just leave it. I haven't forgotten about that, Honorable Chair. I haven't forgotten about that a different jurisdiction will also give us a fuller picture.
Yeah, but Chairperson, you're forgetting something. Some members have not unpacked their bags since then. They're still waiting to go.
But thank you very much, Honorable members. We'll definitely elevate the matter that we have just raised. And we'll share with you the process that we have undertaken and what type of response we'll get from Honorable Frolic. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Honorable members, this takes us to the end of the meeting. And thank you to everyone who was on the platform. We'll then meet on Wednesday. Okay, thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson.